Bob, if you're serious about that idea, you ought to be taking one of those urine tests that President Reagan is talking about. And if Secretary of Defense Weinberger is serious about it, the Pentagon's got too much money to spend. Historically, geese have sometimes been used for sentry duty. Their loud honking is said to have roused the city of Rome and saved it from invasion. But that was in 390 B.C., Bob, and the 390 B.C., Bob. And in the 2,000 years since then, most armies have turned to other methods. The Dutch army investigated the idea in the 1960s, but rejected it. The geese... This is beyond belief. This is beyond belief. The Dutch army investigated the idea in the 1960s, but rejected it. The geese tended to congregate in one area, and too many of them turned out to be deserters. What is the other side of this issue? But did Dole do something? Yeah. <That's his name.
laughs> I think so.
Well, where are we? I don't. Okay. The Dutch army investigated the idea in the 1960s, but rejected it. The geese tended to congregate. All right, we get it now. The Dutch army investigated the idea in the 1960s, but rejected it. The geese tended to congregate in one area, and too many of them turned out to be deserters. If Cap Weinberger's geese don't work in Germany, Bob, don't give up. He can always try Republican senators. Your right-wing colleagues know the goose step, and they all... All right, let's get it. He can always try Republican senators. Your right-wing colleagues know the goose step, and they honk louder than any goose. Is that all right, the last one? Or am I glad? All right. All right. The Dutch army investigated the idea in the 1960s, but rejected it. The geese tended to congregate in one area, and too many of them turned out to be deserters. If Cap Weinberger's geese don't work in Germany, Bob, don't give up. He can always try Republican senators. Your right-wing colleagues know the goose step, and they honk louder than any goose.